Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
So today, it's got to be a good day. Today, it's gonna be a good day. Today, it's gonna be a good day.
Hi, we are at 33 after the hour now, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen. Jennifer Horn is here with me, and I'm so proud of her and how she comes across. And then there's Rich McFadden. Who's had the control?
I'm proud of Richie. I am too.
Richie's A-OK. Richie has one of the things, what I'm proudest of him in terms of being a friend.
Oh, let's not start kissing up now because you took a shot at me.
No I'm not going to. I don't mind taking a shot at you, and you don't mind taking a shot at me. But it's in fun. But I am most proud of you as a father. I've said that on the air many times.
Thank you.
He's very good. I like listening to him talk to his kids. It distracts him and screws up what he's doing on the air when his son calls him. But I still like listening to him talk.
That among many other things.
Yeah. Right. When you talk about me and the penny, the shiny penny. All right. So let's get to something that some people is going to. Some people are. Let's do plural. Some people will think this is good. Some people think this is bad. I'm a farmer. Any news from the agriculture world is something that attracts my attention, especially when it's as big as this. The announcement was made today by the Russian Federation, i.e. Bad Vlad, Pukin Putin, has said starting next week, corn and soybeans that were grown in the United States will no longer be welcome in Russia. Do you realize in Bernie Sanders' vernacular how huge that is? How much money the American farmer, the big, big, big farmer, the ag community that's huge, huge, no longer shipping grain to Russia because of the GMO factor? Do you realize? And I'm looking, I follow blogs on both sides. I have a friend who is a PR person for the ag industry. And I'm just sort of going through to something he sent me yesterday that was all puff and fluff about how great GMOs are and how scientists are saying that this is not what other people are saying and it's okay and it's wonderful. Oh my God, it's terrific. The Russians don't think so. They find dry rot in the corn. They have found weed seeds in the soybeans, and they don't like GMO. The microbiological conditions that exist in this, and I'm one who wants to be a champion of the American farmer. So that's what's the news from Ruskies and the Farmskies. The situation is over. I was just listening to some audio of Marco Rubio, who still doesn't get it. He's blaming the news media for their coverage. That's why he lost, because it has nothing to do with him.
His bad performance on Saturday night didn't affect normal people, just the media.
Just people who watch the news.
Right.
Okay. So Stephen Colbert talked to Bill O'Reilly on his program, and this is a very interesting, I would not normally play this, but I thought this was a very interesting piece of audio as O'Reilly explains how, in his mind, Donald Trump and Bernie Sanders are the same person.
Why do you think Trump is doing so well, especially like an independent-minded New Hampshire? You know the guy. What's his secret to appealing to the audience?
Well, Trump hit history at the right time because people are angry. Trump and Sanders are really the same guy. They just changed their facial expressions.
I've never seen them in the same room at the same time.
That's right.
Yeah.
Trump and Sanders are the same guy because they're both tapping into anger, the anger of the voter who feels they're getting hosed. On the right, they don't like the fact that there's an open border. They can't solve that problem, that ISIS is beheading Americans. Nothing really happens to ISIS. It's anger, anger, anger. On the left, they feel that the economy is run by the billionaires. And I'm going to solve that. It's rigged.
Haven't people always appealed with anger? I mean, you get anger, and you get angry on your show.
Yeah, but I'm different. Did Jeb Bush look angry?
You're different?
Does Jeb Bush look angry? He's not angry.
No, he looks bewildered.
No.
Why is Jeb not doing well?
An angry guy.
Do you think he doesn't want to run? He looks like the kind of guy who thought he was going to a wedding, and then he wanders into a bar mitzvah and goes, I don't know what language. Do I put the little thing on my head? Is this a snack or a hat? I don't know what to do.
So that this time in history, people want an avenger. They don't want a politician. They want somebody to come in and
blow
the whole system.
Do you think that's good? Because an avenger is not somebody who can necessarily govern or lead. He's somebody who can stir a crowd. But how do you go in there and change things?
It's good and it's bad. The good part about it is it gets people engaged in a political process. So that Trump himself has performed a miracle by making Americans actually pay attention to what's happening. So that's good. What's bad is both Trump and Sanders say stuff that's impossible. That could never happen. And their followers, I guess, don't really care. So Trump says, for example, well, I'm going to deport 12 million illegal aliens. Well, I said to him on my show, you can't because of due process. Once you're in the United States, whether you're legal or illegal, you have all the rights under the Constitution. That would mean you'd have 12 million separate hearings in front of judges, which would take us up to about the year 2080. On the other side, you have Sanders going, everybody's going to get a free public college education.
But they do it all over the world.
It doesn't matter. There are only 16 people in Denmark. It's 325 million people here. $19 trillion in debt. I know you don't care, but there's a big debt, and Bernie would double it. And you can't do that. So it's never going to happen. So that's the good and the bad.
All right.
I don't disagree with much of that.
Nope. That's very hard. That's why I wanted to listen to that and have everybody hear it. Okay. So Jennifer has a television report. Before we get to that, though, another bit of irony and audio. The Steve Harvey phenom, since all the attention focused on him as a result of what happened with the Miss Universe pageant, he came on. I didn't happen to be here, but you guys had a good conversation with him.
Yeah, he was really fun.
He's a wonderful guy, Frank. He's got a wonderful story. So here's the latest.
I thought his career was over after the Miss
Universe.
I mean, it was a train wreck to watch. It was awful.
Well, he handled it. He came out in front of it and apologized.
He did handle it well.
The politicians on the stage, like that moron Marco, they could learn something
from watching Steve Harvey. When he was with us, we asked him about it, and he said, well, me and Miss Columbia are fine. I'm not going to Columbia anytime soon. He says, if I'm traveling, I'm going to the Philippines. I'm a king there.
So. A king. All right. So he was interviewed about something that happened that really was funny but fell apart on the Family Feud. He hosts a radio show in the morning for 3 hours. He does a good job. He's on about 70 markets. He does the daytime talk show that's very good, and he does Family Feud. And he's probably, other than Richard Dawson, I would say of all the hosts that they've had, iconoclast. Dawson, it was Dawson's show. It was Dawson, Dawson, Dawson. But, you know, things change. So they tried a couple of other people. Didn't work. Harvey makes it work. And so he was talking about a lady who who took 25 minutes to answer a question and how they had to, like, edit it in order to make it fit into the Family Feud. And apparently the audience was going crazy. They were having so much fun with it.
We got the top four answers on the board, ladies. Here we go. Tell me another way people say mother.
Okay. Mama.
Mama.
Okay, so that sets it up. Tell me another way people say mother. All right. So then he has normal answers. If you watch the show, it's pretty. I like the show, frankly. I don't watch game shows, but I like him. So it goes through a couple of rounds, and here's where things start to go awry.
Folks, you got two strikes. If it's there, you're still alive. But this time, if it's not there, the Kamenzon family can steal and win the game. Sheila, tell me another way people say mother.
What about Steve? Nana? What Nana?
Didn't you say Nana?
I did say that, Steve, yes.
Nana. And I said, Nana.
What is you saying? Stop clapping. What is you trying to say it in Spanish or something?
Steve.
It's the same word.
It's the same word.
They're going to spell
it
the same way. E-N-A-E-N-A. You just can't go changing the inflection. And no, can't be your answer. So I'm just, before you say no.
And it gets worse. Keep going.
Tell me another way people say mother.
What about mommy?
Oh, mommy.
Right.
Not mommy. You want mommy. Not mommy.
Right.
Oh.
Got me?
I see you. I feel you. That's hot. Okay, now, let me ask y'all something. Y'all crazy. y'all think, really, that y'all can take all these words that's the same and just say them different because you want to?
So you got to understand, this is a 22-minute show. They went on for 25 minutes with this. It even gets worse than what we just heard. Listen
Tell
to this.
Tell me another way people say mother.
It's the same thing.
What about mommy? Well, we already said, get off mommy.
Yeah, because that's, yeah, see that dude. See, like some, like, okay, like, look at me, look at me. Y'all stop laughing at this. Listen to me. See, watch how I do this. Mommy. See that? Mommy. Now watch this here. Mommy. Now watch this one. Mommy.
All right. Richie, play cut 92. This is because now here's Steve's
head. Y'all had time to think of something about now. Hey.
All right. Okay.
Man, tell me another way people say mother.
Okay, Steve. Nana.
Listen to me. I get paid to host a show. To the kids up there, listen to me. We ain't gonna add this like this, cause you'll never be able to survive this up at the school. We're gonna cut this down to one, maybe two nanas. Two nanas and two mommies. We're gonna cut this back.
All right, so here's how it ends.
That was it. That was how it ends.
No.
It was 90. Oh, where's 93?
No, play 93.
I'm sorry.
Na, 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 na. Na, 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 na.
This is so good.
Na, 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 hey, na, 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 na,
hey, goodbye. All right, so that's it. Just the behind the scenes of a popular TV show.
I bet you the editors are loving that.
Oh, what a horrible nightmare that must have been. I thought you'd find that fun.
Funny.
But it is funny, a good funny, show. Funny. He's a good, I like him a lot. All right, Jennifer has the reason Angel from Hell has been pulled from the CBS schedule next here on Good Day.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Would you like an easy trick which will guarantee that people listen to what you have to say? Not as tough as you think. Actually, it's a kind of all in the setup. Here's the science of it. When time is tight, people are usually anxious. They just don't have enough time to get everything done. We're naturally concerned when someone says, can I talk to you? There's a natural knee-jerk response, especially when you're under the gun, and it's how much time will this take to reduce this natural fear after you say, can I talk to you? Immediately say, don't worry, I'll be brief.
Don't you listen to what the man says.
What's the cheap psych trick? This one little line, I'll be brief, reduces anxiety and increases the probability that people will listen to you. But remember, after you say, don't worry, I'll be brief, make sure you are, in fact, brief. Drop me a brief note. I'd love to hear from you. Send it to drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
Think green.
Harrison with you. As vitamin supplements become more and more necessary while our food quality degrades, old-fashioned vitamin E has reemerged as an interesting new candidate. Between 2 to 5% of Americans have a liver disease which resembles that of drinking alcoholics, though these people are not drinkers. This condition is marked by fat in the liver and seems mostly to affect America's growing number of obese citizens. Cheap grocery store vitamin E is now showing to help many of those with non-alcoholic steatohepatitis, most common to people suffering from obesity. Ironically, the common drugs used to treat this condition actually cause weight gain, whereas vitamin E does not. The more we learn about health, the more it gets confirmed that a low-fat, lean, healthy body performs better in both the long and short term. From the Greeniverse.
Think Green with Harrison at GoHarrison.com.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This point guard racked up over 8,000 points in his 13-year NBA career, but he may be best remembered as the shortest player to win the slam dunk contest.
A clear crowd favorite who took everyone by surprise, including his teammate and defending champion Dominique Wilkins.
So where is Anthony Spud Webb now? Spud is currently the president of basketball operations for the Texas Legends, the D-League team for the Dallas Mavericks. During the 2011 NBA lockout, he and Dennis Rodman helped coach several women's topless basketball games sponsored by two rival gentlemen's clubs in New York City.
Hi, I'm Gianna, and my position is on top, forward.
Reach in foul on Spud Webb. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Disable the cable with MyTV. Call 888-759-MYTV. Get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. With packages as low as $19.99 for 4 rooms, you can't go wrong. Call now. 888-759-MYTV.
Today on App Check, Photo Goo. Would you pay $3 to stretch and squish your friends' faces?
Are you some kind of moron?
I didn't think so. Photo Goo.
Struck out.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201. There was 57
channels and enough. Hi, who we are at 48 after the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. So, Angel from Hell, a new show which starred Jane Lynch. Had a lot of anticipation because people like Jane Lynch. That doesn't mean it's going to do well. Apparently, it's sort of cratered. Is that right?
Yeah, you know, I watched the show. I tried to at least give it a shot because I like Jane Lynch a lot.
Yeah,
I thought it was
too.
It was almost unwatchable. It was just, you know how good TV shows have a chemistry? This one was missing that. And I think her character as a fallen angel was sort of, she was just very unlikable.
Uh-huh.
But now CBS has pulled new episodes from the Thursday schedule. Two Broke Girls is moving back into that position beginning on February 18th. Mm-hmm. And a rerun of The Big Bang Theory will air this week. It's been okay in the ratings, but it's just, I don't see it going anywhere.
Can't
now, Disney making some big news. Frozen is a huge franchise for the company.
Mm-hmm.
They've decided to bring it to TV for a holiday special. They'll do this from time to time. And in 2017, now the holiday season, we'll get a brand new Frozen special, which should be kind of fun for all you kiddies out there and kids at heart. Another little bit of news for Matt LeBlanc. It seems like he's been popping up a lot in our TV report over the last month or so. He's got, I know, hasn't it? Like, he's resurging. We've been talking about Matt LeBlanc.
Yeah.
I know. Joey, how you doing? Matt LeBlanc has signed on to star in I'm Not Your Friend, a new CBS comedy written by that 70s show writer Jeff and Jackie Philgo. Deadline.com is reporting that James Burrows, who's a really famous comedic director in TV, will be on board as well. And this should be kind of fun. Maybe Matt LeBlanc is back on broadcast. We like that.
Tay Diggs is coming out to NCIS.
For the 300th episode.
300 episodes of that show. That'll be in reruns forever.
Be playing a Marine.
And ever. All right, 51 after next, Jen.